You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Good morning, what's up, and welcome to the Roto Experts. Corey Paul, Sixth Fantasy Executive, holding it down for a vacationing Mr. Sussman. Mike Blewett in the house today, of course. RotoExperts.com lead singer, the King, Scott Engel, Wall Street, Matt Medica. Couple more hours left to go in the program. Coming up in this hour, we'll get to Mike Blewett, Survivor Rankings. Also, we'll preview the first game of Week 7 of the NFL season. That is Thursday Night Football. Tonight, we have the Oakland Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. Matt Medica, the Oakland Raiders, not 2-4. They're not the team that I thought they would be, at least.
Yeah, many had them in the AFC Championship game. Actually, some had them taken
had
down.
Them in the bowl.
Had them taken down the Patriots. And look, I'm going to give Carr a little bit of a pass last weekend. He's coming like, you know, he's got like a broken back or something like that. Yeah. A vertebrae, or at least something like that's not right. But no, this Raiders team has to get it going. I mean, Crabtree's been the one consistent force in there. Marshawn Lynch was a consensus top 12 back by all these touts and these experts and many places that I've seen. And he's been a huge disappointment, in my opinion. Amari Cooper, it's now, as I was saying yesterday on the show, 14 straight games where he hasn't eclipsed 80 yards receiving. He has to do it now. I mean, there's enough excuses we've been making. I've been one of those guys. The talent's there, but it has to translate.
Yeah, and people are making those Super Bowl predictions. They're just the types who, like, they just look at offense, and a lot of people do it. Who has the best offense?
Yeah, they got
who,
the best who defensive has player in the league.
But what else?
And they have no pass rush.
That's the one. That was the one thing I said. Outside of Khalil Mack, there is nothing on that defense that's not a Super Bowl defense.
What about the Kansas City Chiefs? Is that a Super Bowl defense?
More the best than the
team.
Raiders.
They're the best team in the
But you
NFL.
Know what, though? I don't think they are, though. You can't pass on the Chiefs, though. I would say the league's wide open. Pittsburgh and Kansas City are probably the most complete teams in the AFC. But they're better than the Raiders. You know, people just look at offense when they make the
predictions. Pittsburgh looked like a team that was in disarray 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they have a good defense. They have a lot of talent offense, and they have a quarterback who's been there.
I think the quarterback's washed up.
I think the quarterback is checked out, actually. Mm-hmm. I said many times during the summer I thought this would be his last year. I think he's talked about it a little bit too much for me to be comfortable with it. And I'm not saying he's not trying, but I think, as Bill Parcells said, if you're thinking about it, it's time to call it a day.
Yep. That defense really... played very well past weekend in Kansas City. One thing that was quick rewind, that play to Antonio Brown made that great catch. Sure. One, that should have been intercepted. Two, Andy Reid not kicking that field goal with like 12 and a half minutes to go, down 9.
It's a bad call.
So, you know, Kansas City kind of shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, they didn't play well for three quarters, Kansas City, though. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between winning and losing and great players and winners and losers. It should have been intercepted, but Antonio Brown makes the play, and that's why he's Antonio Brown.
Romo said that during the broadcast. He's like, that's why
I
have
great players. If you are not a FNTSY YouTube subscriber, you can get over there right now. We are about to go YouTube live, get ready to break down Thursday Night Football, the first game of Week 7 of the NFL season. We get you the full breakdown when we come back. Good morning. It's the Roto Experts.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Welcome in to Studio 34. It's the Roto Experts, brought to you by DX Racer, these lovely chairs we're sitting in Studio 34. That gentleman in the corner is Mike Blewett. holding it down with us today. Corey Parson, fantasy executive, filling in for a vacationing Mr. Sussman. Thursday Night Football kicks it off for week number 7. Got a pretty good matchup to get it started. King Scott Engel, the Oakland Raiders, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's start at the quarterback position where the Oakland Raiders are giving up 17.4 fantasy points per game to the quarterback. Alex Smith, not a guy we like to start in fantasy for the majority of time that I've been playing fantasy football. All of a sudden, Alex Smith is a thing in fantasy football, a QB1 coming into the week.
Look, if you got Alex Smith and Jameis Winston, you can't wait for Sunday. You'll play Alex Smith. And look, like I said, the Raiders are a one-man defense. He won't be afraid to throw downfield, but you kind of don't know what you get from Alex Smith because this is a divisional game, too, and it can always be lower scoring, as bad as the Raiders can look on defense. But I think you'll at least get a respectable game out of him. I think in most weeks, Alex Smith is not going to hurt you. And in some weeks, he will help you, and he has the potential tonight. Tyreek Hill is now 2 weeks removed from that concussion. I think he's really going to challenge that Raiders secondary.
I mean, I don't know. Even if Jameis was healthy, I'd be starting Alex Smith this week.
Just
be honest with you. Alex Smith this season, after six games, I think it's 526 yards deep passing, more than he had all of last season.
Alex Smith, I don't get it. The first couple of weeks, people were like, I'm playing Alex Smith. I was like, you're a fool. And then he have a good game. And I'd be like, Mike, I'm like, okay, he had a good game, but it was an accident. It's not an accident.
8, 11, 12 touchdowns on the year, you know, just through those first six games. I think we mentioned stats a number of times where even after that week one, it was one of very few games in his career where he had more than two touchdowns, and he's done it again since. So their upcoming schedule is at Raiders, Broncos, at Cowboys, then a bye, then at Giants, Bills, at Jets, and Raiders and Chargers. Like, that's all through your playoffs. You're going to be in pretty good shape starting him. I'm not suggesting he plays necessarily at this level, but even if he trails off a bit, he's still QB1 the rest of the way.
Speaking of QB1s, a guy that was being drafted as a top 12 quarterback a couple months ago is Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. A lot of people looking for that breakout season. Kansas City Chiefs allow 14.5 points per game. Two quarterbacks, not kind of middle of the package, Matt Modica. Not a tough matchup, not really an easy matchup. But when you look at what Carr has been so far this season, back injury aside, not really living up to expectations.
Yeah, I'd be a little nervous to start him on the short week and stuff. I mean, I think Oakland didn't even have like 200 yards passing last week, which, you know, that's an issue right there. So it's going to be tough. As you say, it's a division matchup. I'm starting Alex Smith. If I have Alex Smith, I'm starting him against this Raiders secondary and Raiders defense. But if I have Derek Carr, I want to. If depending upon my option, he's not a must start for me.
His last three games, 171 yards passing against the Chargers, 143 against Denver, 118 against Washington, three total touchdowns, four interceptions. It's been brutal.
Brutal is the word that Mike blew at you, Scott. Derek Carr not getting it done for fantasy owners so far this year.
No, he hasn't been healthy, but I think Carr's definitely better than what we've seen. I don't know how much it turns around against tonight. It could be a two-touchdown, two-interception kind of game. It's really get the ball to Crabtree or bust, but they have to get the ball to Cooper tonight. Look, you got Marcus Peters out there, but you can attack the other side.
I mean, for me, Derek Carr, I said in the preseason, I had him outside the top 12. I thought I would love for him to be the quarterback of my NFL team. I mean, look, he is injured right now. He's playing and all that. He's not 100%. But, you know, Thursday Night Football is just so tough. And it's something we really should do away with. These teams are not playing at optimal optimal strength and stuff. So I don't think we're getting the best product. I mean, except for that San Francisco Rams game, it really hasn't been that good.
Wasn't the game last week pretty good, though, too?
That was Panthers-Eagles.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was a
yeah.
pretty competitive game, yeah. even though Cam Newton didn't look good.
Yeah, look, even Carson Wentz, who had three touchdowns and no interceptions, he was like 16 of 30.
That's right.
I mean, it wasn't that pretty, but, you know.
Yeah, it was more competitive than some of the other ones, but you're right. It wasn't like a polished game.
Mike, 17.2 PPR points a game is what the Kansas City Chiefs give up to running backs. That's sixth best in the NFL. Marshawn Lynch has not been performing nowhere near his expectations. Where were you at with him coming into the season? Do you think he could turn it around? Is this is this a buy or sell?
I wasn't a buyer coming into the season, but I did have him as a backup. Unfortunately, I lost David Johnson and Dalvin Cook in that league. So
another combination of David Johnson, Dalvin Cook.
So unfortunately, Lynch has been in the mix. Right now in that league, I'm benching him for Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, I mean, Lynch opening week one had 18 attempts. Since then, the high he's had is 13.
Yeah, I was way off him in the preseason. Then in week one, he looked great. I'm like, maybe he was wrong, and it just turned out to be a one-week highlight film, and that's it.
The offense in general is broken right now. We just talked about Carr's numbers. Amari Cooper can't catch the ball. The offensive line hasn't played up to their capabilities. We're talking about Jalen Richard and all these other options here. Michael Crabtree's been the only guy that's come through.
I mean, I really like Jalen Richard. And for Lynch, just like when you watch him, he looks good. It's not like he doesn't look like...
I agree with
there's
that.
There's runs where, like, if you're looking at the eye test, he kind of looks good, but I know they mentioned they were going to try to limit him to under 200 attempts going into the season. At some point, the Raiders really got to, you know, get their act together offensively, because this is a talented offensive team and they need to start, you know, 2-4 is unacceptable.
The Cooper thing obviously is just total head scratcher. I don't have a legitimate explanation.
This is the week though. This is the week to get him involved. I think, listen, the Kansas City Chiefs, they give it up in the air. The Oakland Raiders are a team with their backs pressed against the wall. Amari Cooper's a player with his back pressed against the wall. I think he's a must start this week. I think he gets it going tonight.
They also gave up 4.8 yards per carry. It's 28th best in the NFL. So you can run on them as well. They've given up a lot of yardage.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City survives usually. Andy Reid teams do. They do create turnovers. They're excellent on special teams, and they create a lot of big plays for themselves.
This is a pivotal game for an Amari Cooper owner. If he doesn't get it done tonight, you know, when they've talked about getting the ball in two consecutive weeks, we're going to have to start looking into benching territory.
Here's the thing. The Raiders are a home dog, and like you said, backs against the wall. I'm not going to be surprised if the Raiders do win this game.
Yep.
I'm going to expect Kansas City to somehow pull it out, but, you know, like you mentioned with the Steelers last week going into Kansas City. This was a team that needed to win that game.
NFL.
Everything looked
and this is a legendary rivalry. No matter who's in their uniforms, these teams hate each other, so it's going to be physical.
If I was putting down a little bit of cash, I would put it on the Raiders tonight.
I'll put it on the Raiders tonight, too. Team with the back against the wall,
they're
home. Yep.
Getting three, I'll take it. I'll take the points.
But now, this is how the NFL is, though. 2 weeks ago, the Kansas City Chiefs were by far the best team in the NFL. Tomorrow morning, the Kansas City Chiefs can be on a two-game losing streak.
Well, look, it's a long season. You know, all of a sudden, when they will lose one game, you know, people all of a sudden like, okay, they're not one of the best teams in the NFL. You know, teams that win the Super Bowl, they lose 3-4 games during the year. You know, you bounce back from that if you're a winning team.
I mean, the Chiefs, the Eagles, they're playing. Maybe they have the best records and stuff, but I'm not confident in either one of them, you know, to say that they're going to be in the Super Bowl. There's so much parity. And this past weekend, the book killed it. The underdogs just went crazy.
The book's been killing it all year.
Yeah. Once again.
You look at the Eagles, they have the best record, but how do we know? We just don't know how Carson Wentz is going to fare when he's in a high-intensity playoff atmosphere. We haven't seen that.
This is the brilliance of the Patriots, too, by the way. They've trudged through these six games, and people are saying the defense is terrible and they're not Super Bowl worthy. They'll beat the Falcons on Sunday night. They're going to be 5-2, and people are going to talk about them going back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but then it's like people talk about them going back to the Super Bowl. It's like that's not a Super Bowl defense.
That's a big game
not right
for
now,
Matt
not.
Ryan. Matt Ryan, look, if any, the Patriots have made every – they are like the slump buster for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Cam. Deshaun Watson got his career rolling. So I mean,
even Josh McCown had 300 yards.
Josh
against
McCown
him.
Had 300.
Every quarterback who has faced them has passed for 300 yards.
Josh McCown and who was it? Trevor Siemian. Trevor Siemian had like the quietest 376 yard game that ever happened in the NFL.
It wasn't pretty either. If you got to start one tonight, Tyreek Hill or Amari Cooper, who's going in your lineup?
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Across the board, unanimous.
Yeah.
You got
it's crazy, but you have to.
I have Amari Cooper on the bench in multiple leagues.
You playing him tonight?
I'll tell you after the break. I'll check those lineups. I know I have him on the bench in one for sure.
Let me get another one in here. Thursday Night Football, Week 7, kicking it off. Alex Smith or Derek Carr?
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith.
Smitty.
That's what we've come
Not
to.
Not even close for me.
The offense on the Raiders, we're just talking about it, it's broken right now. I can't – despite the fact that I just said I'd put money down on them to win – I can't say that it's going to be because of a superior offensive performance.
Only Raider I start with confidence is Michael Crabtree.
I think that's fair.
Yep.
Obviously, Kareem Hunt goes into your starting lineup, and Tyreek Hill should be some offense in this contest tonight. Week 7 of the NFL season, week 7 of the fantasy football season. We're at the halfway marker. Roto Experts in the morning. Thanks for rocking with us on YouTube Live. Come back. Catch us on the radio side, FNTSY Radio. Time to get into our Survivor Power Rankings for week number 7.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
If you're still in your survivor pools, consider yourself lucky. There's a lot of teams going down. People buying back into their survivor pools and losing right after that. Can't really get it done.
You know what? At FNTSY internally, they're starting a loser pool because like because there's only two teams left in the survivor pool, so they're going to do a loser pool for the rest of the season where you got to pick the loser the rest of the season.
All right, so we get the guy Mike Blewett to give us help this week in making your selection for your survivor. He'll rank them out. We'll get it done. Also, we need you on the telephone lines, 844-843-6879. Fantasy executive holding it down to Mifflin, Mr. Sussman, substitute teaching the class today, Mr. Sussman. Is taking the good kids to Rome, left the hooligans behind here in Studio 34. Mike Blewett. The Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo.
Travel. The Buffalo Bills home for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Don't think this is a game you would touch for survivor. Matter of fact, there's not even no line on this game right now. My guess is that's because we don't know what Jameis Winston's status is going to be.
Right. Yeah, no line there yet because of Jameis's status. Matt and I were talking during the break just about wide receiver options there. Mike Evans, obviously, is always going to be in your lineup, but DeSean Jackson's a guy that's kind of been in and out of people's lineups.
Yeah.
It's trending towards the positive lately, but this is a tougher one with Jameis unhealthy and trying to hit big plays against DeSean Jackson. I think that'll be tough.
Would you start, I think I would. Would you start Ted Ginn over DeSean Jackson this week?
I think I likely would also.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Jackson.
Okay.
It's close.
When it comes to Survivor, though, there's no way you could pick one of these teams as your Survivor this week. Tampa Bay on the road versus Buffalo. What about Buffalo? That stout defense. The Buccaneers kind of looking disarray. Coming off a bye. The big-time defense. The Bucs looking in disarray, giving it up to the secondary. Maybe the Bills are the play.
We looked at those bye teams last week, and Atlanta didn't fare too well. So I'm not going to use that as a narrative. I think this is a time that the Bills really wanted to play a team like the Bucs that has some firepower, but I wouldn't touch it. I like too many other games more than this.
I like the Bills here. You know, whether it's Fitzpatrick or it's Winston, I like it even more if it's Fitzpatrick.
For Fitzpatrick, though. Fitzmagic with the revenge game.
Yeah, he's going to actually, you know, he's going to be nice to his former teammates and give him 2 to 3 interceptions, I think.
He might drop 300 to 400 yards on him, too.
I'm not on that pass defense.
That pass defense is allowed 2 touchdowns versus 8.
Everything's breaking right for the Bills this year.
Fitzmagic can wing it. You know Fitzmagic don't have no conscience.
Yeah, but this Bills defense is good.
Here's the interesting part about this Bucs offense. They got Doug Martin back the last 2 games. And all of a sudden, Charles Sims reappears. And he's gotten 12 targets over the last 2 games. I find that a little odd.
Tell me about it.
Man,
as a
Bills fan, you got to be excited because the one thing that you thought McDermott could possibly do, and the one thing you were looking for him to do, was fix this defense.
Well, in all honesty, except for the 2 years that Rex Ryan was the coach when they were like 27th and 28th in defense, their defense has consistently been good.
They have a lot of talent.
And McDermott, look, I want an offensive mind. I think it's an offensive game. But, look, he's doing a hell of a job right now. Unfortunately, what's the Bills' best outcome? 8-8? I mean, 9-7 is – I can't see anything better than that. So I'd rather just get the franchise quarterback. We've 17 years without a playoff game.
The ball you're going to be in that mix. You're going to be right in the middle of the first round of the draft.
7-9, 8-8. Yeah. It's horrible. Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens travel to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Don't know who the Vikings quarterback is going to be. My guess would likely be Case Keenum this week. The Vikings are 5.5-point favorite. 39.5 is the total on this.
5.5-point favorite? Disgusting. Is going to be 5.5 points scored in this game?
Minnesota at home, though, versus the Baltimore team that can't really score. The strength of that Minnesota Vikings team is defense, Mike Blewett. Is this an option for survival?
Absolutely. This would be in the top three options here. Vikings going up against the Ravens. Ravens do get, it looks like, potentially get Jonathan Williams back in the middle, or Brandon Williams back in the middle. So that could slow the game down a little bit, keep Minnesota at bay from running the ball. All you Jerick McKinnon fans out there need to be aware of that, and owners. So I do still like the Vikings, though, to shut down the Ravens' offense almost completely.
What do you think, Matt Matica? Minnesota an option in survival pools this week?
I think it's an option. I mean, Jerick McKinnon owners, you have to be happy that you have this guy. I mean, what he's done this in, you know, since taking over for Dalvin Cook, I tweeted out this morning, Jerick McKinnon and Dalvin Cook both have 66 points on the season. That's pretty crazy.
Well, you got, Scotty, Minnesota at home versus the Baltimore Ravens, who are offensively challenged yet again.
Yeah, and if there's no Brandon Williams again, you have to like McKinnon. But this could be like a 14-3 type of game.
Who's going to win it?
I think you got to go Minnesota. They're a strong survivor pick.
Strong survivor pick. Tennessee Titans travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns. The Titans come in as the road favorite. 5.5-point road favorite. 46.5 is the total. I don't think you can touch one of these teams, can you, Mike Blewett? Tennessee on the road versus Cleveland?
I'll take the Titans.
You take the Titans on the road.
I'd lay the points. I don't normally like going against big home dogs like that, but I do like the Titans here heading into a bye week. I think they can put it all out there, whether DeMarco Murray plays or not.
If there's any home dog to go against, it's always the Cleveland Browns.
I am going to jump out here on the hill and say this is the week that the Cleveland Browns win their first game. I think going on the road, Tennessee has kind of looked muddled. They don't look crisp on offense. You know, if they can get to Sean Kizer, just, you know, to manage the game, hand the ball off. I think Duke Johnson has a pretty good game. I'm calling for the upset here. I'd say the Browns win this week.
Scott's going with the upset, Matt Medica. Tennessee's a team. Listen now, not crazy, because Tennessee's a team that people have had in that a team that can go deep into that AFC playoff. They don't look like that team right now.
Yeah, I was one of the people that thought Tennessee would go deep into that AFC playoff, but I'm going to go Tennessee here. Kizer comes back.
As a survivor option?
Yeah.
On the road.
Even on the road, I hate to do that, but I mean, Kizer has killed this offense. I mean, he's pretty much single-handedly crushed Isaiah Crowell this season.
Thank you.
And look, Mariota didn't look mobile at all Monday night, but he's, you know, another week. Just even if DeMarco Murray didn't play, you still got Henry there. Eric Decker appeared. You got Matthews. I think there's just too many weapons. You know, you have Delaney Walker, and Tyrone Taylor could be a deep option. I think it's just Tennessee's just too much of a better team.
We're in the prediction business, and the best fantasy experts are right about 55% of the time. This game is too chalk, and in the NFL, the chalk doesn't always hit the blackboard, and I think football is also a game of emotion. I think Cleveland locks the locker room doors before the game. It's us against the world. Nobody expects us to win. They expect us to lose again. I think the Cleveland Browns, in front of their home fans, win their first game this week.
They probably should have locked those doors.
They should lock the 53 players out.
Even some of the worst teams in the NFL, they will have their week.
The Jacksonville.
I agree with that in general. I have the Titans over 8.5 on the season. I expected them to be a really
good
team.
I thought that was one of the better bets.
Yeah,
for
it was my first pick, I think, in a draft that I do of over-unders. I think they were my first pick. But in any event, I have them over 8.5. I do still expect them to get there. I think they can get on a little bit of a run here. Momentum could be halted by the bye week, but this would be a horrendous loss for their season. I think they realize how important it is to get out of here with a win.
Talking Survivor Power Rankings for week number 7 in the NFL season. Obviously, you can get on the telephone lines also. They are open, 844-843-6879. The Jacksonville Jaguars travel to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. Jayville comes in as a 3-point road favorite into Indianapolis. 43.5 is the total. Jacoby Brissett gets to go against that dynamic secondary. Might be tough sledding for Indianapolis Colts in fantasy. As far as picking this game, Matt Medica, you think this is Survivor worthy?
I think it's, you know, Saxonville is going to create a really tough time for the Colts this week. It's not a good matchup. And, you know, that those two corners, even look, you have to start T.Y. Hilton. If you own him, in my opinion, who are you sitting him down for?
Exactly.
You know, I can't see you having a better option on your bench. So Hilton's got to go out there, but it's not good looking in any way. Can I see the Colts? And if you saw what on Monday Night Football, the Titans made adjustments in that second half, and they really hampered Jacoby Brissett. And this is a much better defense.
Yeah, and with T.Y. Hilton, we talked about the home road splits. At least he's at home, you know. So you know, there's that. But I just think Jacksonville. Ville's defense is going to be too much for Jacoby Brissett, like he was pointing to.
Jacksonville seems to be the way things are trending, Mike Blewett. Are they good enough to be a survivor pick this week?
I wouldn't have him as a survivor pick. I don't disagree with anything that Scott and Matt said, but I just don't have enough confidence. Well, look, they've done a good job of limiting the amount of passes that Bortles has to throw, right? He could still be turnover city on the road, but... I don't think I'm confident enough to pick it. I mean, it's 180 on the money line, so you got to put a decent amount of cash down in order to take Jacksonville. But for me, they would make the top three.
The one thing I will say about the Colts this year at home and stuff, they've been pretty good against the run. And if Fournette, I know he's got this ankle leg injury. So this is just something to consider, but I think Jacksonville needs to win this game.
Cincinnati Bengals travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers, the AFC North matchup could be the most heated rivalry in football right now with a nut like Vontaze Burfict on the Cincinnati Bengals side. They got some nuts on that Pittsburgh Steelers side, too. Oh. They are at Heinz Field. 5.5 is the total. Pittsburgh Steelers AFC North matchup versus the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm not touching it for survival, Mike Blewett. Can you do so?
They wouldn't make the top three, but they make the board. I think there's a pretty decent gap now between how good the Steelers are as a team and how good the Bengals are as a team, but I think you laid out what's pretty risky there. These teams play pretty nasty games against one another. The games are typically close, so I don't want to pick a survivor game that I think it could be the bounce of the ball like what happened in Pittsburgh and Kansas City.
Every Le'Veon Bell owner, this is the week to go get James Conner. Because the Cincinnati Bengals, they have no cut. They will come for knees this week. Yeah. That's the way they play the game.
Yep.
This, 100%. That's the way they play the game. We've seen it before. If you do not have Le'Veon Bell owners that do not have Connor, pick him up. I hate to say it that way.
Pick him up if you don't have Bell. Yeah. You know? You have the room, you know?
I tell you, this is one game I'm going to stay away from in Survivor and even gambling. It's in that Vegas zone at 5.5. I want no part of this game.
5.5.
Scott, you can't put
you got to stay away from
stay
that
away
every
from
week.
This one, right?
It's just too much of a rivalry game. Anything can happen, but I think Pittsburgh prevails.
Got some more rivalry games to talk about coming up, including the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins. Don't forget, 844-843-6879. We continue to run through some Survivor picks. Get you ready for week 7 of the NFL season. Thanks for rocking with us. This is the Roto Experts on FNTS Wide Radio. Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-
844-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Survivor Power Rankings, Roto Experts on FNTSY Radio. So far, Mike Blewett got two teams considering this week, the Minnesota Vikings and the Tennessee Titans. The Vikings taking on the Ravens. The Titans are, in Cleveland. So you got a road team and you got a home Minnesota Viking team. Let's go. Another division matchup, Mike Blewett, the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins. Miami's the home favorite, 3-point home favorite. 38 is the total on this one. The New York Jets come in after that tough loss last week versus the Miami Dolphins. Versus the New England Patriots. AFC East, Dolphins at home, New York Jets. I am not putting my survivor on the arm of Jay Cutler by any stretch of the imagination.
Or Josh McCown. I'm out.
Nothing to see here. Keep it moving.
This is going to be a very competitive game, though. These teams have better records than people have expected. The Dolphins have played better defense than people have expected. The Jets have played completely better. We talked about the Bengals and the Steelers and the Chiefs and the Raiders. This is another blood rivalry game. These teams don't like each other either.
The only two players I feel any confidence in playing is Jay Ajayi and ASJ in this game.
I'll spend a minute on the Dolphins.
I like Seferian Jenkins too.
I'm
agreeing with you on that. Yeah.
So on the Dolphins, last in the league in points scored, last in the league in yards, last in the league in rushing touchdowns with zero, last in the league with passing net yards per attempt, and they're 3-2.
Yeah, and like Landry catches like 10 balls for like 20 yards every game.
And he's getting touched. Was he have two touchdowns?
He has two touchdowns.
They can't play offense at all.
Half 40 last year.
They literally can't play offense and they're 3-2.
Yikes.
How they came back from down 17-0 versus the Falcons.
Matty Ice.
Carolina Panthers travel to Chicago to take on the Bears. Carolina, a 3-point road favorite. Mike Blewett, 40.5 is the total. Carolina, and on this one, would obviously be the pick if you were doing survival, but it would be a very risky pick. I don't think it would make my board.
It would be lower down for me. Like, I put a top five together, and I had them at maybe at five, but I could even see myself pushing them off of there. As Matt said earlier, the Bears have played pretty well at home. They beat the Steelers. They had the Falcons on the ropes, and with the way Jameis played last week, and the thing is, the Bears' defense would have to step up to force Jameis into another bad performance like that. I think it's a pretty good setup for him. I would easily pick the Panthers.
You mean
but
Cam?
What did I say?
You said Jameis.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. Same hue.
It's like Hogan and Thielen.
Institutional. It's institutional.
Systemic.
Yeah, exactly. So, Cam. I think it's a good setup for Cam. But, I wouldn't pick them.
Is Luke Kuechly going to play?
I believe he is going to play.
That's something I would look at. But look, and I think this is a good matchup for the Panthers, but the Bears have surprised every time at home.
They've been good at home.
But I even think it's an Ed Dixon game. I think the tight end versus the Bears can get some play here. So if I have my Panthers, I'm rolling them out, and I think this is a good game for all Panthers involved.
For a pure football perspective, he makes an interesting point. Kuechly and Thomas Davis versus Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, that's going to be fun to watch.
The New Orleans Saints travel to Green Bay to take on the Packers. If I'm not mistaken, I'm looking at this correctly. The Saints are a 5-point road favorite. Mike, Saints playing better than people thought. They get the Green Bay Packers their first game without Aaron Rodgers behind the center. That's why they are the home dog in this one. 47.5. You got a rookie quarterback. Going into Green Bay, New Orleans Saints make a survivor on the survivor board?
I could see people doing it because they're going up against a rookie quarterback, but Saints on the road, 250 on the money line. It's too expensive for me. I'd be out on this just because the Saints are on the road.
Interesting that the Saints are an interesting defensive stream in fantasy football. And I think this is a tougher matchup for Hundley than people expect. The Saints still have a reputation as a team that you could they're just defensive walkover. They're not. Look, they give up points, but they are very, very opportunistic. And in fantasy, you look for turnovers, you look for sacks, and I think it happens this week. You know, Hundley's not at the top 15 quarterback this week.
Are the Saints going to win the game?
No.
I think they have a chance to win the game.
Would you look at them for survival?
No.
Okay.
My dog of the week is Green Bay.
This man is wild. This is what Mr. Sussman has to deal with.
Yes. I'd even put some money on the money line.
Okay.
Substitute teacher is a mark.
I just think...
That's a pretty good money line bet.
Yeah, no. I think, you know, I want to see Hundley with the full week's preparation.
Yep.
There's still a lot of offensive weapons on this team. Yes, the New Orleans secondary has played much better. Lattimore looks like a star in the making and all that. But Green Bay's home. You got two backs that they can play around with. You got three really good receivers. And Huntley does have some talent, and he'll have the full week's preparation.
The Arizona Cardinals travel to Los Angeles to take on the Rams in the NFC West game. The Rams are 3.5-point home favorite. 47 is total. Mike Bloyd, here we go. Another division rivalry game. I don't think we can do it for Survivor.
I think this is one of the toughest games to call of the week. The Cardinals, obviously...
Different team now.
Yeah, look better. I think Wade Phillips is really... People, in some respects, people have underestimated what he could do for the defense. Granted, they've given up a lot of points this year, have the Rams, but they're playing pretty well overall. I just wouldn't want to touch this game at all. I need the Cardinals big time because I have them over 8.5, and this would help me a lot. So I will stay away from this one. This would be one of the lowest-ranked games for me.
All right.
Another divisional game, another developing rivalry here. I think the Rams are the better team. And I have Jared Goff as a top 12 fantasy quarterback in my lineup ranks that were posted this morning on rotoexperts.com.
Yeah, Jared Goff will take the Rams to the promised land in this game and prove at the end of the season that the Rams are the class of the NFC West.
Whoa, look at that. The Rams are the class of the NFC West. You picking them in Survivor?
Early season swing and a miss by Monica.
Well, I thought Scott said that the Seattle Seahawks
were the class of the NFC.
We don't know who the class of the NFC is. I still think they would
the NFC
West,
is wide, the NFC is wide open, Eagles especially with Aaron Rodgers out for the remainder of the season.
I don't think Seattle's a lock by any means. I think Arizona can beat them. I think the Rams could beat them.
Arizona's not beating them.
Arizona plays tough every year.
Arizona's probably a 500 ball club.
Okay, they could be a 500 ball club that could beat Seattle this year.
As long as they go 9-7, we're good here. And I need Seattle to get 11 wins. I have them over 10.5. I'm not feeling good about it right now.
All right. The Dallas Cowboys travel to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. The boys come in as the 6-point road favorite. 46.5 is the total. Ezekiel Elliott is playing for the Dallas Cowboys this week. Mike Blewett, a road favorite in Dallas. Any interest?
They are the highest money line team. You got to lay 275 for Dallas to win 100. I think they make the board. I have them right around the third or fourth most confident pick here. So, obviously, I like Dallas here. The Niners have played teams tough. They actually, I think, are trying to avoid a streak of being the first team in NFL history to lose six games by 3 points or less. Is that right?
Yeah, yep. They've been like the most competitive 0-6 team ever or something like that. But I tell you what I would take in this game is the total. I'm going over.
Take the over on the total?
Yeah,
46.5. Yeah, that's a good call.
I don't think the Niners win this week. It's not
Cowboys a pick for you in Survivor?
Cowboys definitely a Survivor pick. I think San Francisco will be competitive. I think George Kittle is a really nice play this week.
Well, see, I'm going Cowboys. We can sweep that. And this CJ Beathard love might... Look, the
30 for 30.
Yeah, the 30 for 30 story. I'll give him this.
If I said that, I would have been told to stop.
He's got the Cowboys.
But you say it all the time. Yeah. That's the difference.
He's got the Cowboys.
Yeah, when you
defense.
Repeat things, though, it's okay.
But Scott, I entertain. That's what they brought me here, Scott.
You need to entertain Cardano.
I can get away with it.
Yeah. Double standard.
Well, you just can't. The satire can't be dry, Scott. You know what I'm saying?
It's not dry. It's very wet with me all the time.
Seattle Seahawks travel to the Seattle Seahawks travels to the East Coast. Got the 4:25 start versus the New York Giants. Seattle Seahawks come into the game, Mike, as the 5.5-point favorite versus the New York Giants. 40 is the total. Is this something that you like in Survivor?
Yeah, this is a top three for me. I like the Hawks. People are probably going to back off of the Giants because of the way they played this past week. I still think many of those problems exist. They just kind of all came together or all went south for the Broncos all at the wrong time. So I'll take the Hawks. A top three pick for me.
I'll be at this game. The Seahawks.
So?
Are you going to be the mush?
What?
Are you going to be the mush?
The what?
The mush.
What's the mush?
It's the gambling term for the guy that can't win.
No, that would be.
Did you ever see Bronx Tale?
What? Yeah, I did.
So the guy,
Yeah, the mush.
Yeah, they put him in the closet because
what are you trying to say? Just
because
you come in with your underwear ironed all the time, you think you can talk that way? What's this guy over here all of a sudden?
But I didn't say you were going to be. I asked
I'm
going to
be at this game. The Seahawks have never lost at MetLife Stadium. They're 4-0. This is a top Survivor pick.
There's always a first
time.
I would not be
surprised if CJ Prosci starts at running back for the Seattle Seahawks, and you hear that
would
on
you
Sunday
start
morning.
Him?
If he starts, yes, in a PPR, and you need some help, yes.
Giants coming off that big win on Sunday night. Seattle coming off a bye. Seems like a tall task for the Giants to win a second game.
Saw that Cliff Avril news, by the way. It looks like this could be it for him.
It could be the end of his career because of this neck injury.
Yeah. Pete Carroll's quote was like he's got some big decisions to make.
Yeah, but they do have Frank Clark, though, so... You know, it'll hurt the depth a little bit.
844-843-6879. Telephone lines open. You want to get in, get ready for week number 7 of the season. You want some help with Survivor. We got you covered right here on the Roto Experts. Coming up in hour number 2, we'll get you some sneaky starts for hour number 3. We'll get you some sneaky starts for week number 7. It's Roto Experts right here on FNTSY Radio.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Roto Experts, FNTSY, 24/7 fantasy sports talk, got you covered. Getting a little Survivor action going on right now, getting ready to roll through our last couple games. Mike Blewett, filling in today. Good to have you, Mike.
Hopefully ably.
Yeah, he's doing a fantastic job. I mean, you're helping
him.
Kidding me? He's in Rome. Must Mr. Nice. Sussman. Oh, it's very nice. This is his second Fancy. European trip this year.
Wow.
You know what?
Somebody's got free time and cash.
You know what? If the Yankees win one more game, you know what they're going to say? What do this show and the Houston Astros have in common?
What?
Blew it.
Badoons. this is why this happens, Scott.
I do the shows with him on Sundays. Like, I get it.
The Denver Broncos travel.
They wouldn't have blown it, by the way. Like, the Yankees are playing better 2-0. Baseball than them right now.
They play up 2-0.
Cleveland 2-1
chokes,
games.
Houston chokes. That's how it is.
Cleveland, you can throw up the choke sign. But this wouldn't necessarily be a choke for Houston. They're favored, but anyway.
And it's not over.
It's definitely not over.
Yeah, so there you go, right?
No, JV throws have to go tomorrow back night. To Houston, so.
Denver Broncos travel to LA to take on the Chargers. The Chargers are a 1-point favorite. Just about to pick them for this one. Divisional game, Mike. I don't think you can fool with this, can you?
I don't think you can, but it would be an interesting choice for people in survivor pools because I think so many people will lay off it. If you laid off the Broncos last week, which we talked about on the Sunday show, it's good team to lay off because so many people were going to be on it. It would be an interesting team to go back to because the Chargers are such a mess right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'll find a lot of people on it. Again, not a recommendation for me. Doesn't make the top 5. But it would be kind of an interesting pick because I think the Broncos still are a far superior team to the Chargers.
Yeah, this is another rivalry game. We talk in the rivalry week. I think I'd lay off of it for Survivor. For fantasy purposes, man, you just love Melvin Gordon right now. Yo, Mike Williams starts coming along. Kind of a tough matchup for Hunter Henry.
As a rule, do you avoid rivalry games for eliminator pools?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay.
You just never know what's going to happen. It's like, I'm not trying to mess with you, Corey. Honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, when Dallas plays the Giants, if the Giants win.
Yeah, I mean, those games are tough. You know what I'm saying? We see it all the time, especially when you look at teams like, you know, the Arizona Cardinals and stuff like that. So,
by the way,
it could happen at any moment.
I looked up the Niners thing. I was right about them trying to avoid a record streak because they lost week two. They lost by three. Then they lost by two, by three, by two, by three, and then by two. So they've lost five games in a row by 3 points or less. No team has ever lost six games in a row by 3 points or less. Are you worried at all of Dallas going into the Niners? Like, the Niners have played okay.
Dallas will win, but they're not going to cover.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Falcons travel to New England to take on the Patriots in the rematch of the Super Bowl. The Atlanta Falcons should be the Super Bowl champions, but the New England Patriots get that distinction. Pats coming to this game a 3.5 total, 56. Whew. Roll them all out. Can't do nothing with this for Survivor, though, right, Mike?
No, I would certainly, if I was a betting man here, I would go with New England. But Atlanta's going to be a little desperate. They need a big win here to get something going for them.
This one should play deep into the fourth quarter on Sunday night, Scott.
I think so, but I think you can consider New England. They're at home. And Brady, it comes down to Brady versus Ryan. I think Brady makes the play when he has to.
Final one for this week. The Washington football team traveled to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. The Eagles are 4.5-point home favorite. 49 is the total. Another division matchup, Mike. No chance, huh?
I don't think so. I'm having a really hard time figuring out what kind of team Washington is. I wasn't a believer before the year. I just wonder if they can come in here and, like, come up with a huge upset here, be tied for first place by the end of it. I would avoid it. I prefer to pick the Eagles here, but it's something that I'm going to avoid.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Mike's right on. It wouldn't shock me, you know, if Washington wins this game. Everybody's been talking up the Eagles like now it's a Super Bowl team. But, you know, slow your roll. It's just 6 weeks. They're looking good, but these corners can be burned. You know, this might be a game for Josh Doctson to step up and you know, take advantage of what Crowder and Pryor are not doing.
The Houston Texans and the Detroit Lions are on a bye this week, so those two teams are not in the mix. So we got the Minnesota Vikings, the Tennessee Titans, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Seattle Seahawks. Mike, if you had to pick two of those that say are your favorite two, Minnesota, Tennessee, Dallas, and Seattle.
My top three, get Dallas out of there. So my favorite three are Minnesota, Tennessee, and Seattle.
In that order?
Yeah, I think so.
Scotty?
Yeah, I agree with Mike.
Minnesota, okay. Tennessee, Seattle. That's it.
Minnesota, Tennessee,
I'm going
Seattle.
Seattle, Minnesota, Tennessee. I don't like Tennessee.
Those are survival rankings for week. New England, interesting. Yeah. Those are survival rankings for week number three. Come back, third hour of the Roto Experts. We start to get you your sneaky starts for week 7.